We're joined now by Harry Edwards, a legendary figure joining us early today in the great state of California. Harry Edwards is perhaps the most well-known sociologist and civil rights activist in this country when you combine those two roles. His career goes back to 1968. He was involved in the Olympic Project for Human Rights in Mexico City, leading to the Black Power Salute protest by two African-American athletes, Tommy Smith and John Carlos, both of San Jose State College. They were athletes in 1968, and Edwards had been a discus thrower on the same San Jose State track team. He has been a proponent of athletes getting a better deal, particularly college athletes, who for many years got only bed, books, board, and tuition, and now get a stipend, but not much more. And, of course, they're making millions and millions for athletic departments. The LSU Athletic Department has a budget that is over $150 million a year. And Harry Edwards, the governor of California, has signed a bill that would allow athletes, in some cases, to get endorsements. What's your take? All right, let's see if we got Dr. Edwards on the line, and we will, of course, hopefully get his erudite remarks on what is going on in college athletics today with Governor Newsom in California doing something that has drawn fire from places like Louisiana. But what's your take on whether athletes should be compensated for what they do on the fields of play at college campuses, Harry Edwards?
Well, I think that this situation of enduring indentured servitude of collegiate athletes, particularly in the revenue-producing sports, has to come to an end. There are individuals who are making literally tens of millions of dollars while the NCAA has to pass a special dispensation allowing teams doing tournaments to give athletes enough food so that they're not going to bed hungry. As one athlete reported during a NCAA basketball tournament and compel them to pass that rule. I think that it's outrageous that you would have this kind of money, literally a $14 billion college sports industry, the NCAA dragging down $1.2 billion a year, but the athletes who put all of that money on the table literally, in most instances, qualify for food stamps. They live at or below the federal poverty line on the campuses that they play for. The NCAA, in response to that, again, embarrassed into making a move that was more just, has allowed the option, not the mandate, the option of a athletic department giving these athletes a cost of attendance stipend because they found that the average athlete was $2,000 to $3,000 short in terms of just what it took to live in the campus community where he played basketball. So in every instance, when it comes to the welfare and so forth, justice for the athletes, the NCAA has been embarrassed into making some move, and this situation is no different. I think that it is time for athletes to be compensated at least to the extent of being paid for use of their images and their names and so forth.
All right, we're going to take a very short break, and we will return with Dr. Edwards. As you can hear, he knows just a bit about this matter and is passionate about it, saying athletes are being ripped off. What do you think? 877-217-5757. Back in a minute. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. The famed sociologist Dr. Harry Edwards joining us from California. He's been at the top of his game as far as support of collegiate athletics and athletes who perform in those major sports since the 1960s, and he is with us, and once again, the number to reach him and to be on Talk Louisiana to join the conversation, 877-217-5757. Last week, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill that will allow thousands of college athletes to hawk products and do what they would do to trade in on the celebrity they accrue on college campuses. That would include the likes of Joe Burrow if this law were in effect in Louisiana. It does not take effect until 2023 in California. Some say it will provide California schools an unfair advantage. Obviously, there will be a challenge. And you can bet that if California is allowed to have this law, that Louisiana and other states will follow suit because they're not going to allow LSU to be at a competitive disadvantage with USC and UCLA and all the California schools. 877-217-5757. Let's go to the phone lines. Matt Doyle with Jonathan in New Iberia. Can you pull up Jonathan? There we go. Jonathan, you're on the air with Dr. Edwards.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Fine.
Excellent. First of all, Dr. Edwards, I ran in a pair of Aztec Golds when I was a senior in high school because I loved what John Carlos did. But the question I have for you, gentlemen, and I'll take this off the air, is do you believe that some of the angst that Louisiana might be having in this particular issue is because most of the athletes are African-American or men and women of African descent? I'll take that answer off the air. Thank you, and have a good morning.
All right. Thank
well,
you.
I think that, first of all, the optics are terrible. You increasingly, especially in the revenue-producing sports of basketball and football, have African-American athletes who are supporting the whole system. It makes absolutely no sense the way the NCAA has this thing organized in light of those optics. You have basically a white establishment that is operating an indentured system of indentured servitude increasingly involving black athletes. Black athletes, for example, on every Division I campus, the money that they bring in supports tennis. Now, a tennis player can make up to $10,000 a year playing tennis. The athlete that supports the tennis program that individual is training in can't make a dime other than what they get, and most of them have football, so-called, or basketball scholarships that are actually augmented by Pell Grants that is federal money. So it's just an unfair system. You also have other situations. Look at this morning before I came on this program, I was watching TV, and there's Nick Saban, an honorable man. I love Nick. He's a great coach. He's sitting there doing a commercial with every one of his national championship rings on his finger while he's doing a commercial for a corporation. Now, if one of the players who put those rings on his finger had done a commercial during the time of their eligibility, they would have been immediately declared ineligible and driven from the game.
All right, now 85% of the Alabama team is African American. 85% of the LSU team is African American, and most of the high rollers in the suites are white folks, and they're paying top dollar to watch these black gladiators play before the masses. And Dr. Edwards, you said the optics are somewhat curious.
The optics are unsustainable. The optics are politically unsustainable and morally unconscionable. It looks, when you see LSU playing Alabama, it looks like Ghana playing Nigeria. But when you look up in the booth, when you look up in the stands, when you look into the high-priced boxes and so forth, it's all white. So what we have is a system of indentured servitude, and as a consequence of that, have a reluctance, an increasing reluctance, to be fair to the athletes. This is something I've been pushing for 50 years, and finally one of my students, who is now a state senator, Nancy Skinner, got it through with Governor Gavin Newsom. And by the way, this bill has the support of LeBron James. It has the support of Steph Curry. It has the support of Draymond Green. It has the support of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It has the support of athletes across the board who have gone through the system and understand that there are athletes today who are going to tournaments putting millions of dollars into the coffers of schools and conferences and the NCAA, but going to bed hungry at night. In point of fact, the NCAA right now is contemplating a rule that would allow Division III schools to give their athletes snacks because they're going to bed hungry at night. There's something wrong with that system. It needs to be changed, and I think that this is what is a step in that direction. And this notion that California schools are going to be banned from championship games, are you kidding me? Give me a break. They're too greedy to do that. There's too much money involved. They got to find a way to resolve it. And if they can't resolve it, if the NCAA can't resolve this issue on a 50-state basis, we need to forget them anyway and move on to a new organization that's competent to deal in the 21st century.
Skipper in Gonzales. Skipper, good morning. You're on the air with Dr. Harry Edwards. Hi, Skipper.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, for a long time I've agreed that there needs to be a minimum amount of money given to athletes in all the universities. The difficult thing is you're opening up a can of worms to where if it's simply you allow an athlete to sell their number or something, what's going to stop the richest donors from simply buying the best team for the rich schools and the ULLs and the Southeasterns are just thrown to the wayside because there'll be no equity anymore because the rich universities with the money are simply going to buy the best athletes and it's called a pro team from then on.
All right, Dr. Edwards.
Now, where's the equity now? You have the Power Five conferences. You have athletic departments with $150 million budgets. You have what are called body bag games, where you'll have a Power Five conference playing a so-called mid-major Division One, coming up with scores like 62-3 and 59-7 and so forth. Where is the equity now? Where is the equity when you can have a head coach in the Southeastern Conference making more money in salary than a Division One school mid-major in that same state has for its football budget? So at the end of the day, there's no equity now. They don't start talking about equity until it comes time for athletes to get some part of the millions, the literally billions of dollars that they produce, and now all of a sudden they're concerned about equity.
All right, Paul in Opelousas. Paul, you're on with Dr. Harry Edwards. Can we pull up Paul?
How you doing?
Yes, Paul.
How you doing, Doctor, and how you doing, Jim? Doc, I am in agreement with you. It has been a long time coming. When you wave this much money in front of a bunch of poor kids, some poor, some not, it's gonna grow. They're going to grow in knowledge to say, I want a part of this. But what effect do you think this will have on SWAC universities as it has in the past, and what the effect do you think will it have across all sports from gymnastics to football? Thank you.
All right. Dr. Edwards, what about historically black colleges? How will they be affected?
I think that the historically black colleges and universities are going to have to make adjustments like everybody else. I think that the NC2A, as part of its responsibilities, should assure that the monies and so forth that are generated by sponsors, that it's spread equitably around rather than being hauled up by Power Five conferences and traditionally white mid-majors and so forth. The NC2A could do a much better job in terms of this situation of equity that they're concerned about in terms of the distribution of revenues from sports in this country. But the basic thing is this, is that, you know, these athletes in the age of the social media are waking up. Even Rip Van Winkle eventually woke up. And so these athletes are going to wake up, and irrespective of the interests of the historically black colleges and universities or the mid-majors and so forth, they're going to begin to demand equity, at least in terms of being able to control their own images, names, and so forth.
All right. Bill writes, SEC athletes, Dr. Edwards, enjoy benefits and perks bordering on pro status. No one goes to bed hungry, he says. But he asks you, should they share a percentage of the revenues with the institutions that created their market value in the first place? What do you think? What about revenue sharing?
The issue, I think that the institutions that created their market value, namely the colleges and universities, are the ones who are bringing in all of the money to begin with. The athletic departments and the college presidents and so forth make all of those decisions. It's not an issue of whether they should share the funds with the institutions that created the environment for that wealth to be generated. It's whether the athletes should have an equitable opportunity to share in that wealth. And right now, they are not. And that is simply wrong. And on top of it, it is politically untenable, and it is morally unconscionable.
All right, we've got a minute to go. Phil in Jefferson Terrace, you're on with Dr. Edwards. Hi, Phil. Please be brief.
Hi, Jim. You have these athletes, the people, these guys are basically kids, and even their mental capacity.
What's your question? What's your question?
My question is, they're going to be millionaires one year or too poor to feed themselves, and they steal the purse on campus and ruin their whole lives because of the inequity and the inequity.
All right, what about what he views as inequity.
It broke up. But let me just say this, that the system of indentured servitude that we have is comparable in many ways to the prison system in American society. There is no other system that exploits people's talents and so forth without compensation that's comparable to what is happening in NC2A sports. And that has to change. That's the point. It has to change.
And one of those on board with Dr. Edwards is Dale Duard Brown, the former basketball coach at LSU. Good friend of yours, I know.
I love him.
And in 2014, the University of Texas at Austin established a lecture forum in Harry Edwards' name, the Dr. Harry Edwards Lectures on Sport and Society. Dr. Edwards, it is always a pleasure. We'll be calling again. Thank you for joining us early today at the Golden State. It's nice talking with you once again.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Until tomorrow, for Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.